never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Brian Stelter, the host of Reliable Sources on CNN, who covers the media for that network. His book about the intense competition between morning TV shows is now out in paperback. It's called Top of the Morning, Inside the Cutthroat World of Morning TV. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what are you reading?
Well, one of them, I fear many of our listeners have also read, This Town by Mark Leibovich, so effectively explains the culture of the nation's capital, so fiercely, so bravely explains it. It was inspiring to me as someone who's just written one book and thinks about whether I can write a second one in the future, because it takes so much bravery to try to skewer people that he knew so well and knows so well in Washington.
Yeah, because he really talks about the media elite, as it were, as well as the political elite. And the connections they have off camera and
this web that is formed between politicians and media types and others. I should have said in the outset, that's why I've been rereading it, because, you know, I read it when it first came out, but it actually has more meaning to me now, having joined CNN and now hosting a program about the media every Sunday. It's something that really speaks to me, because a lot of the conversations I have are ones that I see reflected in his pages, conversations about insiders versus outsiders, media elites versus people at home that resent that for understandable reasons.
I'll confess I read it and loved it as well. I have a friend who said that she only read it when she had insomnia and woke up in the middle of the night because she didn't want her husband to know that she was reading it. It was kind of like a guilty pleasure, because it dishes a lot of dirt about a lot of folks that we think we know, doesn't it?
And it's given us a phrase, this town, for outrageous Washington behavior or too close connections between lawmakers and pundits and all of the other classes of people that make up the nation's capital.
You also mentioned a book before we went on the air. You talked about a book called Full Upright and Locked Position. That's about the airline industry.
Yeah, and I maybe it's not as familiar to listeners. It's by Mark Gerchick. The reason why it captivated me, because it took me into a world I thought I knew. I thought I knew how the airline industry worked. I thought I knew all there was to know about airports and the TSA and the very unpleasant experience of flying these days. What I appreciated about it was that it was able to reintroduce me to that world and show me all the things that I did not know behind the scenes. The writer of the book is a former FAA official, and he's worked in the airline industry. So he's able to explain why things are the way they are, in many cases, why things are so bad when it comes to travel delays and poor customer service. So it was revealing to me about that, and I always appreciate that opportunity to go into a world that I thought I knew that I didn't fully know.
Brian Stelter, he's the host of Reliable Sources on CNN and the author of Top of the Morning, Inside the Cutthroat World of Morning TV. He's reading This Town by Mark Leibovich. It's published by Blue Rider Press. He also recommends Full Upright and Locked Position, Not So Comfortable Truths About Air Travel Today. That's by Mark Gerchick, and that's published by Norton. Brian Stelter, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/What Are You Reading? You can hear our What Are You Reading conversations online and on the last Friday of every month during All Things Considered, right here on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Happy Halloween.
One day I read a book. I can't remember when. But one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.